morning, and thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Joanne Hermiston. I'm the CEO of Women's Health Services. We're a small nonprofit independent clinic serving Clinton and Jackson counties for over 46 years. We are not a public health clinic. We are not affiliated with a hospital or a large provider system. We are not a federally qualified health center. We're not a Planned Parenthood organization, and we do not provide abortions. What we are is we are providing affordable health care, and we are providing access to many men and women for family planning. And we provide over 3,300 family planning services to those men and women in our communities annually. The current program works very well. We don't support the Senate File 2 because currently any Medicaid provider can provide family planning services and be paid by Medicaid for those services. The current Senate file would jeopardize the access to those in our community who rely on this financial assistance and seek us out for those financial assistance to get their annual exams, get those STDs. They come, they make that choice. There are 26 other primary care providers in our community, but they choose to come to us. They choose that because of the compassionate care, because of the expertise. Other primary care providers refer them to us for our care and services and the type of appointments that we provide. We do provide type of primary care. We do immunizations. We are the primary care provider for many of those women. They don't go to a primary care provider for many years. We provide those screenings and immunizations for them and refer them. We do those important blood pressure screenings and cervical cancer screenings. We don't want this funding to go away and this important structure to change. For example, a 40-year-old woman needed an annual exam and relied on that family planning waiver system to get that and be able to afford that. 33% of the individuals in Clinton County are from single parent households. They can't afford that. This individual, she was on a part-time, had a part-time job and uninsured. She couldn't afford it without that waiver program. So I ask you to continue that waiver program as it exists today. We would be in the third tier because many insurers do not consider us a primary care because we are a women's health specialist. So I ask you and plead you to consider that in your decision making and continue to support that so you do not limit the access for individuals in our community. Thank you.
Thank you very much.